Beaver Valley has a rich history, originally acquired by William Penn from the Duke of York in 1682, but the property was under threat of development until recently. Conservation Fund Mid-Atlantic Director Blaine Phillips says there was a proposal to build 150 homes on the site.
The First State National Historical Park was originally designated as a monument in 2013, and this development proposal came very soon after that.
But just this past fall, the Conservation Fund, along with the help from the Mount Cuba Center and the Brandywine Conservancy, entered into an agreement with the landowner Woodlawn Trustees to ensure the property remained an open space site. Mount Cuba Center's Sarah Stevenson says helping acquire the property fit with their mission of protecting natural habitats.
There's a lot of rare plants and animals on these properties, and development is one of the ways that really sort of fractures green space.
In particular, Stevenson says the property includes some 200 to 300-year-old trees that help establish the forest's ecosystem. The property with several streams and trails will remain open to the public for hiking and other use. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.